you're joining us on this week's podcast as we clamber up the stairs to the top of the double decker on the Slimming World bus. Anna's here kissing everyone. She's like a celebrity, knowing all the consultants. And we couldn't go anywhere else, could we, Anna, to start this podcast? But no. If someone's going to put us on the bus, we're going to go to the back of the bus, surely.
Look, I'm just getting a goodie bag.
Hang on, what's in it? Come on, what's in your bag?
High-fi bar,
yeah.
A pen that money can't buy.
Right.
Seriously, these pens. Have you not seen one of these pens? Some fruit. And a magazine. Look like a paper bag. We're trying to look after the environment.
I love it. Well, yeah. It's a bit noisy here today, and let's just kind of paint the scene, because obviously there's members of the public, there's consultants, there's some of the Slimming World ambassadors here, but it's weird because I've never been on a bus where there's no seats on the top deck.
Look at this, posh, like, clever seats.
Well, we're on, like, the black seats at the back, but what I mean is, usually when you get up, you know, you get all, like, the two seats, and then you try and get one on your own, don't you, and you put your bag on it so you don't have to sit next to someone.
The bit at the bottom of the bus where you could look down at the driver. Do you remember that as a kid?
Oh yeah, can we do that?
I don't think there's...
Well,
should we go and have a little look?
Let's go. Before you stand up, right? And we'll peer over, because actually, whilst Anna's busy chatting, when I look outside the window, they've got the live cooking demonstrations, and there's probably, maybe about 60, 70 people there just sitting around watching. We're in Piccadilly Gardens, which, if you know Manchester or you don't, it's where there's a bunch of fountains not far from Piccadilly train station, where there's a bit of green grass, the fountains and the tram line. So it's all kind of happening in the centre of Manchester on a really busy Sunday afternoon. And we've come here because we thought this would be a great place to do listeners' questions. And so here's the idea, right? We're going to give you a bit of an idea of what's happening around here today. We're going to hopefully have a chat with some of the ambassadors.
Wow.
And all the people who are here that you can hear, from the consultants to some of the members, to maybe even some of you who listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And of course, we've been collecting all of you guys. We haven't forgot about you, but all of your questions and your comments that you've been sending.
We've got loads, haven't we?
How can people send us those comments, Anna? How can people connect to us?
DM us. Is it a DM in Instagram?
Slide into my DMs.
So that's Slimming World Podcast. Or you can get to us on email, can't you? slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
So those are the ways that you can contact us.
Yes.
And obviously every week we do subjects of lots of different kind of topics, really, from overwhelm to feeling guilty to emotional eating. But this one, once a month, is all about our listeners and the things that you are telling us and some
of
your stories.
We are fully in the middle of them right now, aren't we?
We are!
Fully submerged.
This is amazing. Right, let's just go back down outside the bus and give you a sense of what's happening around the bus. Just have a little peer inside the driver's seat. Looks like a standard bus seat. Nice red cover, my favourite colour.
There are some cashew nuts down there.
Oh, yeah. How many sins are they?
Yeah, we'll have the extra beer, it looks like.
How many? Do you know how many?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, come on. I thought that you were really good at stuff.
Can of Diet Coke and some nectarines.
Wow,
I've got to keep fueled, haven't I?
Oh, right. Okay, we're gonna step off the bus. And I just want to go around the side, because, as we said, all the people around here, have a listen into this. This is like the cooking experiment, which is happening.
So already,
have a listen.
That looks better. But already, I've forgotten something. I mean, you know, we're cooking live, this is how it works. Are you recording for somebody?
We are, we're doing the podcast actually, so
are
we
you?
Just wanted to capture
Fantastic.
Video.
Well, it's a good moment that you caught me where I've forgotten to put something in. Fantastic. Okay, so these are black onion seeds. Black onion seeds are a great product to have. I'll tell you why, because they've got a little crunchy element to them, so it's textural, but also it's like little pops of onion, so it really complements the pickled onion. So what I'm gonna do is take that, put it back in there, because it really does transform the salad, and then we're gonna serve it up. And what I like about this is it's great
wow.
salad.
Well, see, there's a little taster of what's
sunshine
happening.
Salad.
Sunshine salad. It's got loads of
also,
green beans in that and couscous and stuff.
Veggie paella's up next.
It looks pretty tasty, doesn't it?
I just want to hang around and get some free food. Can we not do that?
Yeah, I think so. Right, I just want to, there's a couple of consultants here. Do you know these people?
This is an amazing consultant that we need to introduce you to.
We're getting the flavour of who are the characters here with your beautiful sashes.
Just stroking Tim.
Who are
Slim
you
here?
And what's your group?
I'm Tim and I currently run two groups in Manchester City Centre, one on a Thursday on Oldham Street just off Piccadilly Gardens and one on a Tuesday at the Renaissance Hotel at the top of Deansgate.
My God, you're busy. I don't know how you guys do
it. Works full time as well.
Oh my
work full
goodness.
Time as well. Yeah.
All the characters that we meet in Slimming World. Okay, we're asking Tim a question.
Okay.
And we have been asking this of ourselves as well, right? And some of our listeners sent in their answers. What have you done in the last month that your former bigger self would be surprised at?
Oh, do you know what, actually? I actually did a little video while I was doing it because I was on holiday down on the south coast and we were down near like some of the beautiful Jurassic Coast and we parked up near one of the coves and it was quite a steep walk to go up to see like Durdle Door and stuff. And I got to the top and do you know what? I was still, you know, it was quite a hike up the top and quite a walk. And I got to the top and I just thought, 2 years ago, I'd have sat at the bottom and gone, crack on, guys, I'll wait for you down here. So actually just to have done it with very little effort, really. You know, it was still an effort, as it would be for anyone, but just to actually do it. And I did a little video and I was at the top of stuff because I was just like, do you know what, actually? This is 5 stone heavier, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Amazing. So it was congrats. Amazing. Yeah. Lovely to meet you, Tim.
You.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Right, well, I know this person, Helen, who sent me 1,000 lentil recipes.
She's the queen of lentils, isn't she?
I am. I do like lentils. I like a lentil.
So, now you are a consultant round the corner.
Yeah.
From us in Manchester.
I'm a brand new consultant.
Hey! And look at you with this sash on. Right, the question we've been asking people is, what have they done in the last month that has, you know, that would surprise their former bigger self?
In the last month.
Well, apart from become a consultant, I suppose.
Well, yeah, kind of. I suppose being a consultant changes everything because you're suddenly in front of a lot of expectant faces and they're going, help me, help me. And you sort of think, oh, right, I've really got to think, I've got to dig deep, I've really got to find out what it was. And I suppose what I want to get across to people is you have to put some effort into it, you have to put some commitment into it, you have to come to group, you have to really do it. But it's not as hard as you think it's going to be. It's just ordinary food, it's enjoying your food. And the things that made the biggest difference to me, changing things like instead of putting globs of oil and cream and butter and everything, just changing to spray oil, that sort of thing. So easy. You can still make all the things you want to make. You don't have to give up the wine, which is my favourite thing. I have a bit less wine, perhaps. But, you know, you can still eat all the lovely things you wanted to eat. And trying to get that across to people is one of my favourite things, because you see them go, so can I still have curries? You go, yes, you can still have curries. You know, things like that.
How passionate she is about food. Don't
she
you
is.
Love that?
Oh, yeah, you can't stop me talking about it.
Well, you obviously were born to be a consultant, weren't you? And by day you're a chef, right?
Well, it's a caterer rather than the chef. I don't like to call myself a chef because I think people, you know, I'm not one of those people that shouts at other people in a big hot sweaty kitchen.
No, but she makes amazing food.
I do love to cook. Yeah. I'm watching the demonstrators today and I'm a bit jealous. I kind of want to be up there.
Onion seeds.
Oh, onion seeds are great.
Buy them in
a corner shop, you know, like... Yeah, no, you don't have to chop them.
Onion seeds. I wouldn't even know which aisle that would be in.
Well, you might find them in a big supermarket, but if you go, you know, if you go to one of the Asian shops, it's got tons of all that. They're all there.
I mean, did you hear my episode the other week, keeping things fresh? How rubbish I was at even finding gold spray.
Do you think she's so better funny? Than me though? Because she chops. She uses a knife.
I would hardly say that.
In terms of cooking,
yeah.
I think Claire is more likely to actually get the knives out and go shopping stuff. But your voice sound is so kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, I'm quite confident in the kitchen. I just don't like shopping.
Whereas you're like, oh, you just open a packet and you chuck it in and it's all
we're
fine.
Such a good team.
Right, you chop, I'll cook.
Can you do the washing up?
No.
That's what happens.
Right.
Tomorrow,
is it? Thanks for talking to us.
It's lovely
you're
to meet you.
Have a lovely day.
See you, Helen. Bye.
Right.
Right. Well, I think actually, have you got our phone? Because let's just recap some of the questions. The reason I was asking this question, and we'll ask a few more people in a bit, was because I did an Instagram live on our Slimming World podcast one, and I was out walking in the Peak District, as you do.
Like you do on a boring Sunday afternoon.
And I had one of these moments, Anna, where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I've done that. And so I asked that question to people on live thinking, other people must be doing this too.
Yeah.
Because my thing was that I went to two fast food restaurants because obviously last year I went cold turkey on all that stuff.
Do 12 they know months. That you went 12 months with no takeaway?
I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
I think you may have, but ages ago, and we might have forgotten.
Fast food. It was just a trigger. It was lazy. I'd always just go for those two or three. So I did a whole 12 months of not having it. But I went to two of them in the last week, drive-through, and I didn't order my default.
Which would have been?
Basically burger, cheese, chips, vanilla milkshake, ice cream, and instead
food.
Grilled chicken. Hang on, what was it?
It's gone. Sunshine salad. We missed it.
Okay. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. But then we had some people here who shared it. What have you done that's recently like that?
Well, my little girl is obsessed by ice cream, but she's lactose intolerant. So there's only a couple of places nearby where we can go to an ice cream shop that is, oh my God, I just want to bathe in the stuff. And she had sprinkles and chocolate and syrup and ice cream and everything. And I sat there with a cappuccino with skimmed milk and I didn't even lick her fingers. That was hard. That was really hard, but I felt so proud. She had mummy no ice cream, no mummy having coffee. So she had more for me, so she was happy, I was happy.
So you didn't lick your fingers?
Her fingers, yeah. Because, you know, little people drip ice cream everywhere. And she doesn't like having dirty hands, so she asked me if I'd be up for licking her fingers.
Right, here's what some of you told us. Holly said that she had fit into some 34-inch waist-tight work shorts.
Oh, my gosh.
Was shocked.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Cooking teacher. This is cool, right? Went for a 4K run. I'm 62, started running in December, having lost 3 stone. Who knew?
How magnificent are you?
It's amazing, isn't
it? Yeah.
SW Food Lover, I signed up for my first ever wolf run. Never would have done that before.
Wow.
Gemma, SW Gemma, wearing a dress with no leggings to work.
Oh, now that is brave.
Haven't done that in the last 5 years.
Love that.
Because we talked a lot about this chub rub. I mean, it's the season of chub rub, isn't it?
Oh my God,
and
isn't
I love,
it just...
I love it the way you say it.
Chub rub?
No, you do it with the chub rub.
Chub rub. You know, when you get it in your arms, don't you? You get it... Your thighs, under your boob.
Under your boob, sweaty boob.
Sweaty. Someone was saying hairspray and deodorant the other day.
What, to stop that happening?
Yeah, or you could just buy chub rub.
Yeah. We'll have a cold shower every 3 hours.
We'll just go to Slim Mud and it will stop.
Yeah. What else? So a couple of people also mentioned Fergus, who is Irish Saint guy, told me that he had the point where he wanted to change it all was when he was laughed off the Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios. And he went on to lose massive weight, and that was the moment and that he knew that he needed to change. And also, hello to Rob, who's fat lad getting thinner. He said,
"I like that name."
Yeah, the reason that he kind of wanted to get on his journey was to make his kids proud of him, particularly his sons. Didn't want them to, you know, look at him and not be proud. And he's gone on to lose, I can't remember, it was 10 or 11 stone.
Oh my God, magnificent man.
So
how amazing.
Incredible. Other people just saying some of their wins, like Mommy and Noah Healthy Life said, just avoiding the biscuit tin.
Yeah, tough one, that, isn't it? Because they talk to you, they knock on the front door, they knock on the back door. They're just really hard to stay away from, aren't they?
And Lorna says, doing couch to 5K, couldn't even run for a bus before.
Wow, couch to 5K changes so many people's lives. Yeah. It really does, it's amazing.
It does. Right, well, we've got some more questions that were going to come up. What we are going to do is there are a couple of ambassadors who are here, so we'll just hit pause and we're going to see if we can find them, because Gemma and Damien have got incredible stories, and we don't normally have guests on our podcast, but it seems like it's too good an opportunity to miss by not getting a few moments with
them. Yeah, excited to speak to Gemma, because she is one of my absolute idols. As a lot of the listeners might know, I've got a very severe bowel disease and I'm about to have all my bowel removed probably next year, and Gemma's got a colostomy bag and she's just amazing. So if I could look as hot as her, even without one, I'd feel good. So yeah, she's a really super inspiring girl. Really, really is. So it'd be lovely to chat to her.
Well, I've come back to the back of the top deck of the bus. It is a little bit noisy, so bear with us, but managed to get a couple of minutes with Damien, who's one of the ambassadors. Damien, it's really lovely to meet you.
Me too.
And clearly the members of the public are asking you so many questions. Are you like, I mean, it's like just after midday, you must have talked to like hundreds of people already.
The time has flown by. Yeah, no, met loads of people. We were kind of warned that the morning that we'd hear all sorts from the members of the public, and so we were told to prepare for like details of husband's prostate exams and things like that. So, and in comparison, it's been quite tame so far. It's generally been Slimming World related. So, yeah, everyone's very nice. Yeah.
Tell us, what is your story and how have you come to be an ambassador?
Well, I've been I'm a member. I'm not a consultant. I've been a member for about over two years, so May of 2017 is when I joined, and it was largely motivated by, I suppose there's always, looking back, I was ready to start doing something about my weight. It had gone up and up. I've always been big, but it had started the pounds had started piling on, really. I was getting bigger and bigger, and I knew that something had to be done about it. But the kind of the light bulb moment, the catalyst, was my wife. She's always been very healthy. She'd just run London Marathon in 2017, and she'd run it with a friend of hers from work, and we were celebrating that evening. And this friend of hers, a guy called Rich, said, oh, do you know what, next year we should all sign up, like all four of us, so me and my wife, him and his wife. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? And you know when you agree to something and you're like, you've no intention of doing anything about it, but politely you say, oh yeah, yeah, that would be a great idea, yeah. So I said, oh yeah, yeah, that would be a great idea, yeah, thinking, no way, no way. But the ballot opened 2 weeks later and we all signed up and we put our names in. And so, you know, the thought was, well, okay, I've got between May and October to find out whether I've got in, and then I've got between May and the following April to train. And if I'm going to even have a hope in the heck of getting round, I'd better do something about it. And so my wife very cleverly did a bit of research and found out there was a Slimming World group near me with a male consultant. Maybe it would have put me off, I don't know. But I suppose it was, I had that preconception that it was granny sat round having tea and a bitch about who's put on a pound. And I didn't really think it was for me. But a male consultant who'd been in a very similar situation to me, I went along and had a chat with him, and it all just fell into place. And so it started working for me immediately. I think my first week I lost 9.5 pounds, and that was with a night out from a friend who'd come over from the States that I kind of committed to in advance. So
how much have you lost now?
As of last Thursday when I weighed in last, it was 11 stone 4.5 pounds.
Wow. That's incredible. And like, I mean, what are the kind of, say if we said three things that are so different for your life now?
I suppose, well, running, okay, so running is a massive part of my life now. So I'm training for my fourth marathon. I run 3 times a week. It's just the thing that I do, and it's amazing.
And that's so interesting, because so many of our listeners, in fact, when I ask like a question that I will throw at you for this episode, a lot of people said, I'm 62, I just ran 4k last week, you know, I'd been couched to 5k, yeah. I never thought that I would ever do that. It's amazing that this kind of hook, either you love running or you don't, but you don't know till you try it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But also, you know, people shouldn't feel that Slimming World needs, body magic is great, but actually if you stick to plan and if you follow it, you do so much. Like the weight loss is there for you without the kind of, don't think that you've got to go and run marathons. If you just stick to plan and do it right, then you'll make progress. But yeah, running on top of it is great.
And what do your friends and family say about you? I mean, you must be like a new man.
Yeah, absolutely. They've all been super duper supportive, and none of them, you know, none of them would have said it was a problem beforehand, but because they all love me anyway. But yeah, it's fantastic to feel that sense of pride and it's brilliant. And I couldn't, you know, my wife has been amazing, continues to be amazing. Yeah, it's just great. Yeah.
Was there at any point, because such a difference in, you know, I've lost 5 stone in the last 18 months, and I think there is a process that I'm going through at the moment where I think I'm kind of grieving the person I used to be, like letting go of who I used to be. And the phrase I kind of, a new phrase that's come to me is let go of who you were, become who you are. Was there a kind of grieving process or that kind of like where your head had to catch up with the amount of weight that you lost?
I think keeping that person who you were in mind, I think it can be a useful thing, because especially versus comparing yourself to people around you, or comparing to yourself to people in group, I think some people often make the mistake of comparing themselves to other people around them and saying, you know, and letting their feelings about their own success or their own journey be controlled by how well someone at your group's doing, how well someone you see on Instagram is doing. Whereas really the only person that you are in competition with, or that you should compare yourself to, in my opinion, is your old self. And so, you know, I think yes, you let go of that person who you were, because you're not beholden to it. You know, there's no I think too often you look at your past and you look at where you are. You look at your past and you let that define, you let that be an excuse, you know, just because, and I did it for years and years. You thought, well, this is just who I am. This is just how I eat. This is just the choices I make. And so there is that process of letting go of that. But also, yeah, I keep the old me very much in mind. And every time I run, every time I exercise, every time I make the right choice, I'm conscious that the old me wouldn't have done that.
See, the other thing as well is, I mean, it's always nice, isn't it? Our headline is, lost 5 stone, lost 11 stone, I'm a new person. But there are the bits that people don't often talk about, the muddy bits in between where you doubt, where you deny, where you maybe have a couple of weeks where you do go and gain. What were the bumps that you hit along the way that kind of, I don't know whether they shook you or just made you think twice?
I'm always hitting bumps. That's life. And whether it's kind of a nice bump because you're going away on holiday and you think, I'm going to take the foot off the accelerator a little bit, I'm going to give myself that little bit of a break, and make a few off-plan decisions, or whether it's not a nice bump and you know my work is very stressful, and I stress eat. My legs practically will walk me without a conscious decision, will walk me to the fridge if I'm at home, and I work from home quite a bit as well, so the fridge is right there, so my legs will take me there. Before I know it, I'm digging around in the fridge. And I think that the difference, you know, to talk about the old me and the new me, the difference is, don't be catastrophic about these decisions. I've had so many bumps, I can't even pick one. You know, I'll have had a bump this week, I'll have had a wobble this week, I'll have had a point where instead of making the right decision, I've thought, well, it's all right, we'll eat that and we'll call it 2 sins and it'll probably be fine. And the difference is that it's not the end of the world. And I know, I think drawing a line under it is an overused phrase, and as long as you're not drawing a line under it every single Monday morning and then you're smashing through that line every Friday, you've got to approach it like that.
Yeah.
It's life, it's just, yeah, that's it.
Right, well, the question that I've been asking people is, what have you done in the last month that would have shocked, surprised your former bigger self, apart from sitting on a bus being a Slimming World ambassador, obviously. What have you done? What's kind of meant something to you?
The first thing I thought was, what I've done today is I woke up at 5 o'clock and I went for a 10-mile run. And I'm training for Dublin Marathon in a couple of months, and the old me would have laughed at the idea that that would ever be something that I would ever do in my life ever. But thinking about the last month, so a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I ran the Windmill Half Marathon, which is just at the end of our road, pretty much just down the seafront in Lytham, and we ran that together, and we had a great time doing it, you know. So that's something that means something to me. The fact that Joe and I can exercise together, just live so much more of an active life, that just wouldn't have been on the cards 2 years ago.
That's amazing. And clearly you're just oozing positivity and enthusiasm. Like you seem like you're genuinely excited about where your life is going and what's ahead.
I have an amazing life where I do totally incredible things at the moment.
Was it always that way though?
No, of course, no, absolutely not. And through either choice, through lack of confidence, through lack of the opportunity, because of the weight I was, you know, stuff like that didn't happen. But I look at the last 12 months of the last 2 years of my life, and I've run the London Marathon, I've run all over the world, I've run in Santa Monica, I've run in New York, I've run in France, in Italy, in Spain, I've jumped out of an aeroplane, I've been whitewater rafting, and all of those things wouldn't have happened, couldn't have happened. You know, you can't jump out of a plane if you weigh 28 and a half stone. Well, you can, but you won't get anyone else strapping themselves to you and attach a parachute. So, yeah.
Incredible. It's really lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, a few steps down and back out into the busy world of Market Street in Manchester. And we've been having a chinwag with what people that we know.
Oh, it's been lovely, isn't it?
It's nice to see everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
On a non-group day.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually ever really see loads of these people outside of like our group in Chiltern.
Do you know what's really interesting for me? I see people in clothes, like normal clothes. Like not the same outfit they've been wearing for the last 4 years, and they're like thinner.
Yeah, because when we all
black
wear
leggings.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Hey, just a quick note actually, that obviously this bus is going on tour, isn't it? We were just having a look, where else? Because if you're listening to this and you live in any of these places, should you want to take it in turns?
Yes.
Okay, York.
Wakefield.
Sheffield.
Leicester.
Nottingham.
Newark.
Norwich.
Bury St Edmunds.
Peterborough.
Bedford.
This is going to be long. Fareham.
Camberley.
Oxford.
Kettering.
St Helens.
Liverpool.
Ellesmereport.
Stoke.
Stafford.
Stafford. Coventry.
Telford.
Redditch.
Birmingham.
Swansea.
Cardiff.
Pontypool.
Gloucester.
Swindon.
Truro.
Exmouth.
Southampton.
Bournemouth.
Western Supermare.
Brighton.
Mason. Greenhithe.
Greenhithe.
Basildon.
Romford.
Uxbridge.
Whoa.
So there's all the places that it's going. So obviously, that's
yes.
If you are in one of those places. And it's worth coming, because actually, even just to go and see the cooking demo station, and we've missed out every single time on the free food.
I know.
We've been too busy talking.
Oh, it's been so nice to catch up with lots of people, though. And we've got to chat to the ambassadors, which have been, I mean, amazing. I'm sobbing after speaking to Gemma.
Well, she's going to come and chat with us in a minute,
yeah.
Isn't she? So we'll explain why.
Just a minute.
Quick recap, right? Because obviously we get sent so many of your emails and your comments, and this is listed as questions, so the idea is that's meant to kind of be about some of the things you're asking us about.
Yeah.
So, recap, some of the podcasts that we've done in recent weeks, the loneliness one seemed to be a particularly interesting hit for a lot of people.
Struck a chord, didn't it, with a lot of people, I think?
Yeah. Jane sent us a message saying that she's home for the summer and she's able to go back to group, but she wanted to just say thanks for the loneliness episode, that it took her a few days to listen to it as every single word spoke to her so much that it was really emotionally triggering, and she kept getting too upset to listen to it as she heard herself in so much of it. But it has made her realise that a lot of eating comes from loneliness.
Oh,
and now that she's identified that, she's able to kind of realise these triggers and deal with it.
Yeah, totally.
They weren't beeping at us, were they?
Am I not allowed to sit on here?
No, you are.
Are you? Oh, I thought we were being told off by the police for sitting on a statue that's clearly covered in pee.
Probably would tell you off, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, hello, man in uniform. Oh, they're putting their hats on now. Sorry.
What have you done? That's something that you've done.
You can cuff
me. Right, Zoe. Here you go, you can read this one.
Hi ladies, my soon-to-be hubby found your podcast on Spotify for me when I'd hit rock bottom with my weight for the millionth time after being told by the nurse.
Yeah, that something isn't great.
Oh, right, okay. After leaving Slimming World 6 times, still needing to lose 3 stone to actually be a happy bride, October 2019, your podcast has changed my view on Slimming World completely, more determined than ever. Oh, bless you, babe.
Wow. And keep us posted with your bride, your wedding stuff.
We love a wedding, don't we?
You do, yeah. Yeah. My God.
Oh, I buzz off a wedding. So I might get divorced just to get married again. So the same bloke.
Can't you just renew the vow?
Yeah,
thing?
He said I'm not allowed to do that until 10 years.
Okay.
Got 4 years left.
And just another comment here from Becca. Looking back at this, she sent us a photo and said it was 8 or 9 years ago at her 5th year prom. She said that she, they say, I wish I could go back to when I thought I was fat at my prom. Oh. I thought I was huge. I was filled with anxiety and paranoia. I think I convinced myself that my worth based on my weight, and even to a certain extent, I still think like this. I've tried and failed a few times with Slimming World because I haven't been totally honest with myself. But she's listened to our podcast and the penny dropped.
Oh, love that.
So she needs to go back to basics with a why, not pretend like my worth is determined by the world viewing me as skinny. I mean, that's incredible. And that is a big reason of why we really do this, because
your worth doesn't come from being thin.
Yeah.
No, right. Really, it doesn't.
We'll recap with some more of your comments second, but we've kind of, her time is like beg, borrowed and stealed, really.
We've got the most amazing lady Gemma, to join us.
Gemma has come to us. Gemma, it's like, oh, it's really windy all of a sudden. How come? Yeah. Should we go around the corner to like just behind this thing? Yeah. So Gemma and Anna have already been having a bit of a chinwag. So I feel like I'm late to the party here. But you guys have got so many things to talk about.
We've sat Gemma in the middle of a kebab.
Have you noticed? Kebab on the floor. Nice.
Oh God.
Really Slimming World friendly.
Oh.
Really gorgeous.
Gemma, tell us, for people who don't know, who are you and what are you doing here? How on earth have you come to be a Slimming World ambassador?
I've been a member for 7 years at Slimming World. I'm also a bit of a blogger as well. So I blog my Slimming World journey on Instagram under Slimming World Gem. So I've done quite a lot of work with Slimming World over the last few years. I've been a campaign face of Slimming World. I've been on the fitness YouTube videos. I run the London Marathon for the Slimming World team. Wow. I feel a bit like a part of the Slimming World family, actually.
You are, really? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, I haven't got time for that.
Oh, no. It's a full-time occupation.
But, yeah.
Amazing. I'm just going to make us walk around the other side, because all I can hear in the background is the hum of this generator next to us. And if you're listening to us on headphones, that's really going to be quite irritating.
You're going to sit in the police car?
So, sit in the police car. So Anna obviously is a big fangirl of you. Do you want to explain why, Anna?
Well, I mean, look at Gemma. She's like a total inspiration in just her clothes. I love her clothes. She looks brilliant. But Gem's got a colostomy bag and... oh, I'm going to try not to cry again. Uh-huh. I've got an incurable bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, and I've hit the point where I've got to have a total colectomy, and I've been putting it off for a long time. And Gem's just my inspiration because of how she's handled it, of how she looks, of how you've normalised the bag, about, you know, just being able to get on with your life. So meeting Gemma today, I didn't even know it was coming, but I've just sobbed on her white dress. That's how bad I feel.
So hang on, backtrack. I don't know what this is. Just tell me, so explain, because like this is obviously new. I didn't know this about you either.
Yeah, so I've had, I come from a Jewish family who have, it's a hereditary disease, ulcerative colitis. So basically, it's quite gross, if I'm honest, but my bowel is covered in ulcers that produce pus and mucus and blood, and I can go to the toilet between 40 and 50 times a day. You get malnourishment, you get like lacking in vitamin B. So I've had 18 different medical interventions, and chemo was the last lot, and nothing's working now. So I'm at that crossroads where it's likely to turn to cancer in the next 18 24 months if I don't have my bowel removed. So yeah, I've got one course of drugs they want to try again, but I don't know if Gemma will felt the same, but the drugs are sometimes worse than the illness, aren't
they?
They are. So with a little girl and just wanting my life back, that I've just decided that I'm going to go for the surgery. But it's a daunting prospect, isn't it?
It is.
Really huge, daunting. Yeah. So Gemma's like that face of the other side. She's well, she's happy, she's living her life, she's super glam, she's super slim, and just meeting Gem today, she just made me feel like, oh, I can do it.
Well, I'm really pleased about that because I've just made you cry.
No, you didn't make me cry. I think what you did and what you said is everyone knows me as the strong person, as that person that gets on with it, you know, gets through everything, fights, smiles. And being a Slimming World consultant, sometimes you have to put on that face all the time and be really brave. And I think just speaking to you was like, oh, okay, it's all right to feel a bit sad about this. So, no, thank you.
I totally understand that. I think sometimes, and, you know, you are that strong person and you're the one that gets on with everything and you crack on and you work, you're a mum, you just sort of face everything and sometimes inside you're just like, oh my goodness, how am I dealing with this?
Yeah, and sometimes you don't. And I think today was just a bad day, and I saw you and I was like, I'm just gonna stop. It's fine, why not do it on the golden bus?
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
But if you don't follow Gem on Instagram, her cooking is amazing. She's a runner. Now, Claire and I are no runners, but is running something you've found since you've lost weight?
Yeah, I mean, I started running. It was actually a part of my journey. I've been on Slimworld for about 7 years, and I've been at Target, which was I'd lost 3.5 stone, and I'd been at Target for a couple of years, but I just wasn't quite where I wanted to be. But I also equally couldn't get past that. I'd got complacent with the plan.
Oh, what a good spot!
And I was on holiday in Mexico actually on a sunbed, and the Great North Run advertisement came up on my phone. I've never run a mile in my whole life. Couldn't even run to the lamppost, and I thought, right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign up to the Great North Run. This is going to be a new aim, and by September I'm going to get to Target. So this was the January. Signed myself up. Honestly, I couldn't even run to the lamppost. So I'd put my trainers on, I'd run to the lamppost, I'd recover for about a mile walking, and then I just keep going. But what it gave me was an aim, and it gave me a goal. And I think it was that sense of achievement every time I went out and done a run, and I got that a little bit better. And I did literally go from not a runner whatsoever, having never ran in my life. I mean, I was that person that wrote my own PE slips. Gemma's not doing PE today for whatever reason.
I was that person.
You count one hand how many times I did PE at school. Yeah. But actually, each time I achieved, you know, a half marathon or a 5K, it was like, I've just nailed that. That was incredible. And now I've done 2 London marathons. I completed an ultra marathon this year.
Did you just hear that? She just told me about 42 miles she just ran.
I mean, I've just been speaking with Damien, actually, and he was explaining to like people listening to this podcast about how 2 years ago he kind of half signed up for the London Marathon and was like, oh, better do it now, and that how that's kind of revolutioned.
I think it's a bit like Slimming World, it's that accountability. Yes. I think for me, I always need a goal and an aim, and I think it's like that's not just about, you know, when you've got to Target, that's not called over. That the reason why I go to group every week still, that every Monday I still go to group even though I'm at Target. It's that accountability, you know, it's not for everybody else, it's for yourself, and it's that refocus, resetting of the goal, new week, new start. And it's about never really becoming complacent and looking how far you've come. And it's the same with running and group, really.
Yeah. Do you just love it, running?
No, I absolutely hate it.
Do you?
No, I'm joking. I have a love-hate relationship with running. I do. I think I love the sense of achievement. I love everything it does for me. You know, it helps. And you know what, it really helped when I was having my bag as well.
Did it?
I think when you've got something in your life that you can't control, and hell, I've been through a lot. You know, we were chatting before, I've got a pacemaker, heart disease, I've obviously had my bowel removed and things. And I think they're the things in life that you can't control, and you've got 2 options. You either wallow and you make it worse, or you smile and keep going.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you can go out and put your trainers on and run, or you know, you can go to group and you can have amazing food and lose weight and feel good about yourself, when you play around with the things that you can control, it allows you to deal with the things that you can't control.
Love that.
And I think with running as well, it helped me to deal with a lot of my emotion that I was feeling with regards to being so unwell, like we were talking about, and having, you know, surgery and life-changing surgery at that. I think when you go out and run, it's about getting rid of everything that's going on inside your head and sort of taking in that fresh air and realizing that I'm still taking another day and I'm still smiling and the world is still the same.
That freedom as well.
Yeah,
like just clearing your head.
I love it, absolutely love it. There's nothing better than getting home at the end of the day. And I mean, when you get home at the end of the day, you do not feel like going for a run. Let me tell you. But once you've done it, you feel like, I've just been for a run.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
You live in the most beautiful part of the country, though, as well. Like, I bet that really helps. You're up in the lakes, aren't you?
It does. I have to say, it does definitely help. Because obviously I've got the freedom of the lakes to go running, which is lovely. But equally, the other challenge to that is we don't have gyms. So like where you guys live in cities and have gyms and go swimming and classes and different things. I do a 5 a.m. boot camp every morning, which is...
I'm sorry.
5 a.m.
Did you hear that? 5 a.m.?
So my alarm goes up at 4:30 to go to boot camp. But that's because we just don't have gyms. So it's either you get up and go to boot camp or you don't do the gym. So we have like a recreational centre. So I think there's pros and cons to depending on where you live in the world, isn't there, really?
She's gone up in my estimations even more, the fact that you get up at 4:30 to be active.
Oh,
wow. And is that come as part and parcel of losing the weight and getting fitter and wanting to
do it? Running really helped with that. I mean, it's funny, really. If you'd have told me 5-6 years ago that I'd be running marathons and going to the gym, I'd have laughed in your face. But actually, I think it's all part and part of the Slimworld journey.
Yeah.
I was like I said, I was at sort of target 3.5 stone, got into running, and then I reset my target. I had lost to 4 stone, and then it was actually January the 1st this year. It was like a little light switch. I don't know what happened, but I decided I was going to roll with it. I decided I was going to get to my 5 stone award.
Wow.
So on January the 1st, I signed up to the boot camp. This was the first time I'd ever done it. Signed up to a January boot camp, paid for it up front, so I had to go.
Like a countdown at
group.
Yeah.
Went back, well, I was going to group anyways, but went to group in the first week of January with like new motivation that I was going to get 5 stone award. And I went back to basics, I went back to the new members talk, I weighed and measured everything, and I kind of really hit the ground running, and then I got to my 5 stone award just recently.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really happy with where I am now.
You look incredible. I mean, do you feel super confident? You can't see Gemma right now, but she's wearing like a crocheted white dress. You're a big fan of cooking, aren't you?
I love cooking. Do you know what? Before I joined them, me and my sister were chatting, actually. Do you know what? The people listening to this podcast will realise that I don't stop talking, but...
Don't worry, they listen to us too. We don't. Yeah.
Me and my sister were talking. We were driving back from Liverpool this week. She's Slim World as well.
You were twins?
Twin sister.
Yeah.
So she's lost just short of 10 stone. She looks amazing.
Wow. I feel like I'm your stalker today. I'm so sorry. The police are there.
Her page is beautiful. She travels the world. She's a medical nurse traveling the world.
Wow.
So she's lost 10 stone. And we were laughing about it on the way home on Wednesday from Liverpool. I don't even know how we got into the conversation, but we were talking about how things change and kind of why we got to that weight in the first place and whatnot. I think when we were growing up, I don't remember ever sitting down and having... Not that my mum doesn't cook healthy, because my mum is beautifully thin, but... We never sat down and had a freshly cooked meal, and that's not a bad thing to have mum. But
yeah.
I think it's just the way we were kind of brought up. You know, we ate things. We were joking. We ate things like fried egg sandwiches, crispy pancakes. Do you remember crispy pancakes?
Yeah,
don't think they even exist anymore.
Oh, so they do.
Smiley faces.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah,
just
and it was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Didn't know any different.
And I think that was the thing, is when I started Slimming World, I just didn't really know how to cook. And the first time I started Slimming World, so 7 years ago, I just lived off bachelor's pasta and sauce and jacket potatoes.
Oh my God, me too.
Yeah. And then I discovered that you know...
Can't go that far, can you? Yeah.
But I got all the Slim World books. They're so easy. So I followed the recipes and I learnt to cook with Slim World, and I really, really enjoy it.
That's the same with me.
But
it's been like going back to school.
It is, but equally, and my daughter's 9. Now for me, the important thing is educating Olivia on healthy eating. And it's not that, don't get me wrong, you know, she has treats and different things, and I'm certainly not strict with her eating by all means. But the important thing for me is, you know, allowing Olivia to understand that fresh healthy food cooked from scratch is good.
Well, I watch her, you make things together, she makes some
Absolutely.
More pancakes,
so
all that.
We
love
make
that.
So on a weekend, her favourite things are to have Nutella French toast, Slim World pancakes, all those nice things where you could go to Tesco and buy ready-made pancakes, or you can make them yourself. So and it's nice because we do it together, and often on a Sunday what we do is we sit down and we plan the whole week out. So we sit down and decide what meals we're going to have for the week, and Olivia helps me. So I'll say, right, what do you want for dinner this week, Olivia? A bit like school menu. She'll tell me what she wants, so at least I know that we're eating things that she's going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Olivia's favourite food is Slim World burgers with Slim World chips and salad.
You can't go wrong, can you?
I know. So we choose the menu together, and we choose it according to time, because obviously I work full time and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no point thinking, right, well, I'll have lasagna on Wednesday when I get home at 8 o'clock, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So what I would do is plan, right, okay, I've probably got about 10 minutes to make something to eat. We'll have a Slim World pizza. So I make my plan for the week, and then I do an online food shop. So I online food shop to make sure I can't go down all the aisles and find all the goodies. But I find that so helpful. It means that I've got everything ready, so when I come in from work, I can just crack on.
Love that idea.
I'm curious, like, because obviously... You're just so on it. Oh, bless you. You didn't even say thanks.
Yeah.
Like, because there's so many things that you're kind of like nailing, but I'm always curious. We often talk on here that there's no myth really that people see the headlines, but in the middle, from A to B, there's a lot of bumps that we hit in the road and the things that challenge us and get a stick. What were yours?
I don't know really. I have to say, like, I think that it is a bit of a light bulb moment of realising that you're not on a diet.
Yes.
I think if you think you're on a diet, then you're going to have a big bump, because each time that you want to live, shall we say, you go off the diet and then you feel like you've got to start the diet again. But for me, this is just a way of life, and it's about... I think the switch for Slim World was realising that it's just fresh cooked healthy food. And if you think about it like that, you know, you might have a bad day, for instance. You know, you might go on holiday, or... I went on what day was it, Friday, there was a new cafe opened near where I live, and it's beautiful. Not very Slim World friendly, but I really wanted to go, and I knew obviously it's not within my sin allowance, but I'm not going to beat myself up and have a bad weekend, you know. Yeah. Sometimes if you have a bad day, or like we're in Manchester today, and the likelihood is, you know, I'm going to get Starbucks because we don't have Starbucks in the Lake District.
Oh my god.
So it's not going to be on plan, but you know what, as soon as I get home I'm going to get back on plan again. Yeah. And I think one of the things that you have to realise is, you know, a bad meal doesn't turn into a bad week and a bad month and you're off plan.
Yeah.
If you had one bad meal, you just get back on it for the next meal. I think the difficult thing that people do is if they have a bad meal as such, shall we say, not a bad meal, but a meal that's more sinful than normal, yeah, is they write the whole day off. And I think they talk about it in group as flowers. I love flowers.
Oh, but when if one died, yeah, you wouldn't chuck the whole way.
And it's a bit like that with your diet. What, you know, you have to look at the bigger picture. And I was just talking to somebody on the bus, and she's lost 15 stone.
She's amazing lady, isn't
amazing.
She?
And she's upset with herself because she can't get the last stone off. But, you know, why throw the towel in when you've come so far? And equally, if you've only lost, you know, you might have only lost £2 on your journey, you might have just started it, but why go back on what you've started?
Yeah.
But also, you know, my challenges are driving. So I'm a regional manager, so every day I drive, and it's things like stopping at the service station, or, you know, if I've been stuck in traffic for hours and I'm just starving and I just need something to eat, it's about finding the right choices. But I think you've just got to adapt.
Yeah. It's so interesting that the things that you're saying really about the food really mirror me and the health things, and it's like you kind of morphed into a version of me and Anna.
Yeah, you are.
How did you know this happened?
Can we look as hot and glamorous as she does, please, Claire?
Yeah.
It's really lovely to meet you, and thanks for taking the time on a day where you're like kind of hammered with loads of people talking to you. Really appreciate it.
You know, on your wedding day when you smile so much and your face hurts. Yeah. That's how I feel.
And the thing about Gemma, she's so beautifully calm and shy, and to be put in this position is quite a tough one.
Actually,
to meet all these people.
I was so nervous coming this morning. I think you said to me, you must be so confident now. I was absolutely not, no. Yeah. I think I'm still such a... I think one thing with someone is losing weight does give you the confidence. Yeah. Then, like, you walk with your head held higher. But equally, still, it's quite daunting. When I walked up to the bus this morning, I was like, oh my God, all these people.
Yeah, but you don't, I have to say, from my point of view, you don't know how many people you help, darling. Oh, you really don't. You. You're a very special lady, so thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
On the floor on Market Street with a double-decker bus next to us.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture and we'll post it on our Instagram as well.
Thanks so much.
Right, Anna, hold my phone a second. I'm gonna climb over and I'm jumping into the golden chair.
Woo-hoo!
Oh my goodness! Right, well, let's
I just need a drink.
That was, you know what? This has been a really different kind of podcast that we've recorded, hasn't it?
Have you seen the state of me?
Oh, she's blubbing.
Oh dear! I look so rough. It's so bad. But yeah, it's been lovely, hasn't it?
It's been nice to kind of meet people and just chat, and also. The thing is with this is like it steps you out your bubble, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And it makes you realise how losing weight is such a massive thing for so many people. I mean, look at all these people.
Yeah.
Like how important it is to a lot of
people. Next
to
us doing like... I mean, we'll put some pictures on our Instagram, actually. We've put some silly ones of us in the chair, haven't we?
Yeah, we're looking really attractive in the chair right now. But we've got some more questions and comments, haven't we?
Yeah, you know what? Talking about how important snapping out your bubble. So Bridget sent us this one. Like she's been binge listening to our podcast. And she says we're brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
She feels like she's fangirling a little.
Oh, I just did that with Gemma, didn't I? Yeah. I literally was humping her leg.
I like the way she put in brackets, I'm 35 years old, so I'm not sure I should be fangirling over anything. Yeah. Anyway, she's put, I've only been a member of Slimworld for a couple of months, and I don't have a lot of weight to lose, but I do have a few issues surrounding food. She never stays to group, but she feels like we are her group.
Oh, stay to group, babe.
So she's just finished the chocolate podcast, and it's a huge trigger for her. But between that and the guilt podcast, she feels like she's got two new friends sat in her living room drinking non-alcoholic gin and tonic, eating frozen melon balls who just get me. So...
love it. That is us. That just sums us up, doesn't it?
This one as well. Hang on. Ruth sent us this. I was going out on Saturday with two friends and needed to use the sat nav in the car. I set my phone up, and as we drove off, you two chatting came blasting through the speakers. I couldn't stop laughing as my friends were looking perplexed.
Oh, I love it.
Amazing. Nilmona sent us a message about the overwhelmed episode. God, that was only like 2-3 weeks ago we did that.
Yeah, I think we were both ready to cry, weren't we, on that one?
Yeah, and said that she'd been feeling exactly the same way, and the last few weeks hadn't been 100%, but we never failed to motivate her. So.
Well, gorgeous to have you listening, babe.
A couple of questions here about binge and mindless eating. This one from C. Elder. I think it's Claire. I want to say her name is Claire, spelt the same as mine. Potentially, she said Mondays are the new Friday in her house. Love podcast day.
Oh, bless you.
I need a bigger thumb.
You do need a bigger thumb.
I need a bigger thumb. So some consultants have been in contact with us as well.
Oh, it's so nice that consultants listen and, you know, are telling their members about us. And it's so gorgeous to see all these lovely consultants here too, isn't it?
Yeah.
And their sashes.
I can't find the fella who said that he is a new consultant. I've lost it. But he now feels responsible for 200 people.
Totally with you on that, babe.
But listening to us helps kind of keep him personally on track.
It is that responsibility when you become a consultant. You go, oh my God, now I've got to be perfect and make sure all these people lose weight and myself. It's a hard, lots of balls to juggle. Balls.
Freckleface says that they are now 53 days alcohol free when they sent this, quite sure when they sent it actually, end of July, in part help with our podcast. Just wanted to say you two help people in lots of ways you probably don't even know.
Oh, well, that's really kind of you to say that, because we just started this because we just like wanted to share our love and our passion, didn't we? And we didn't realise it would be where it is today, and we'd be sat on the world's biggest deck chair.
No. You know, I'm about to have a big milestone in a few weeks, that it will be a year since my last drink. I'll have completed my 1 year no beer challenge.
Wow, Claire. I feel like I need to take you to for a drink. No, I need to
well,
do
that.
Should we
have a weird thing, actually. It's a bit like, oh, what do I do now? Yeah. It's one of the milestones I've spent the last year working towards. That and also losing 6 stone, you know, still 5 stone at the moment, but once you kind of start to actually reach these milestones, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I've done that.
It's mad, isn't it? How amazing are you?
And the difference that it makes when you kind of stop and think, initially you just think, I'll never do that. That's far too far
away.
Yeah,
but you don't really think about it that much now.
So things that we're surprised about of our former selves.
Love it.
There's one.
There's so many, isn't there?
Right then, I could have a little snooze on this massive deck
chair.
Shall
we? I'm so knackered. Should we go get some free food?
I mean, maybe we should have interviewed Gemma sat in this chair. It would have been a bit more, mind you, getting out of this in that glamorous dress.
Jesus. And you know, that wouldn't have been fair on her.
I mean, we've done all kinds of things on this podcast, haven't we? We've done interviews on concrete floors, in restaurants, supermarkets, swings in children's play areas.
I really want to do a high adrenaline type one. Can we go and do like a zip line over Snowdon or something?
I would love that.
I so want to do that, Claire. Seriously, it's about getting out of your comfort zone. You up for
it? The thing is, if we edit it, all it's going to be is you screaming, for God's sake.
Yeah, totally. Standard.
Right.
Sorry, I've just molted on your leg.
Well, that's the end of this podcast for this week. We'll be back with another one next Monday. Make sure you pick up any things that we kind of do on Instagram in the meantime. And don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate and review this podcast so we make sure we reach more people who are off doing Slimming World on their own or doing it online.
And keep sending us your DMs, keep sending us your emails, because we might not always respond personally, but we are going to respond on the podcast, and we are loving hearing from you.
Yeah. Have a great week, whatever you get up to. We're off to try and
I'm getting some food. I'm running.
Bye. I'm off.
Bye.